Greetings! It's me, your friendly neighborhood voiceover man, back again once more to recap what the Night Owls have been up to this year. So in 2015, the Owls experienced many ups and downs, but 2016 brought them plenty of new experiences. So, let's get into it. January, we welcomed a new year in NOC with a bang and started planning for a new office. Plus, we introduced one of our newest NOC boys, Sir Bastian. Does he look familiar to you? We also said goodbye to one of our favorite YouTubers, Fish. He didn't die or anything. He just went to Australia to chase his dream job. We wish him all the best in the land down under. February. Our office planning finished and we started to move in. Exciting stuff, literally. We had to move in a lot of things we've gathered. We then went off to our first country of the year, Korea. From there, we made a resolution to conquer as much of Southeast Asia as we could and show them to our viewers, you guys. March. A month after moving into our first official office space, we did a fun shoot documenting the lives of our NOC girls and the experiences they had in the professional versus wannabe model shoot. Then we explore our geekier side and launch our first NOC Plays video, in which we invited Dikosh to come down and experience Overwatch. Yes, we are to blame for D's crazed addiction to the game. Oops. We also made it down for Jared and Marianne's wedding in KL. It was retro-themed, and Ryan and Sylvia went as two of their favorite characters from Moonrise Kingdom. Check that movie out if you haven't yet. April, for the first time ever, we decided to give you guys an insight into the lives of our founders, Ryan and Sylvia, and show everyone how they met and how NOC first started. We also produced our first NOC Eats video of the year and mentored a few aspiring filmmakers through Makers. April saw us make our first skit video of the year with Jared and Marianne, you know, the newly-wedded YouTubers from Malaysia. David Choi also stopped by again, and we were forced to entertain him again. Seriously, why does he keep coming back? We did our first emotional NOC video of 2016 for Mother's Day with Honest Handphone Shop. We think both Sikin and Frenzer looked like legit handphone shop sellers. What do you think? May was a busy, busy month for us as we were featured on Channel News Asia. And here's a big one. Officially made the Forbes 30 Under 30 list. This was huge news for our little NOC team. We were also honored with a chance to play Street Fighter against world champion, Xian. June. This was a tough month for one of our NOC girls, Aurelia. We gave her a lot of lines in our videos, how to be a Chinese radio DJ, and internet before and after. It really put her to the test, but she's a tough little soldier, and she pulled through. At the end of June, we took off to our next destination, Zhengzhou, China, the land of the Shaolin monks. July. Finally did our first NOC video that was focused on boys. How do you guys find our hunks? We showed off our vocal sides and engaged in a singing contest with Darren Espanto. What's your verdict on Aurelia? Y'all didn't realize that we were just being sarcastic when we said Aurelia was the Mariah Carey of NOC, right? We also did our first NOC Sports Day of the Year with Nerf, and our girls finally got some revenge against Sylvia. She deserved it. Don't tell her I said that. August. August marked the start of NOC's intense traveling with AirAsia, and we were off to our first destination, Krabi, Thailand. The girls really liked hanging in Ryan and Sylvia's room because of the jacuzzi. The monkeys really liked them as well. National Day was around the corner, so we did a tribute video with Singapore then and now and introduced one of our newest NOC talents, Zizi. We also finally managed to persuade Ryan to go to Sylvia and Sikin's hometown in Johor Bahru. How did we do it? By telling him of all the wonderful food there is to eat, of course. September. We were feeling very sporty this month. We went to Sentosa to try their fun pass. It was quite a shocker because this was the first time we saw Sporty Michelle fail at a sports activity. After Sentosa, we went to Kota Kinabalu and we were blown away. It is now our favorite Southeast Asian destination. Who knew about this hidden gem? Right after Kota Kinabalu, we went to Bandung and saw a crater for the first time. While Ryan and Sylvia were busy traveling, the rest of the team were busy expanding. Our two girls, Michelle and Alna, announced the launch of the new series, Contour and Highlight. After years of you guys asking the girls how they did their makeup, they thought they would share their tips. Videos launch every alternate Thursday. Shameless plug, we know. We also signed our longtime friend Julian to help us helm our gaming channel. Now each month, we release four regular Sunday videos, four gaming videos, 2 makeup videos, and sometimes, just because we have nothing better to do, we also upload Facebook videos. But y'all can never get enough of us, right? October, the launch of Sylvia and Joanna's longtime dream, Sunday Peach. The girls were working hard for a year to get this out. They chose the name because, just so you know, we love Sundays. That's why we release videos and now clothes every Sunday. And peaches are Sylvia's favorite fruit. So if you want to increase your style game, go check them out. Another shameless plug, but at this point, why not? And speaking of dreams, Ryan managed to buy his dream car, a Range Rover, you know, because of that song. All right. I know what you guys are thinking. October is Halloween. We went to Halloween Horror Nights again because one of our fans dared us to. But this time, we decided to video the reactions of Friendster and Michelle. To continue the scare fest, we decided to delve deep into the NOC archives and show you guys how everyone used to look like back when they were kids. Exams were right around the corner for everyone, so we did some studying hacks. Then, to get over all the pain of October, we flew off to 2 of our dream destinations, Hokkaido, Japan, and Mauritius. Both countries were so beautiful and the farthest we've ever traveled. It was quite amazing because we got a chance to see autumn and experience the hot Mauritian summer all in the same month. And our friend Jin, you've probably heard of his little YouTube channel called Jimmy Boy TV. Well, he leveled up and got married to the love of his life, Michelle. Congratulations, guys. November. This month, we flew off again. This time to see Dikosh's hometown in Cebu, Philippines. It was one of our most sporty trips to date, and it took Michelle to new heights, like literally. After we got back, we went to bother the guys over at Google to see their new crib. Needless to say, we also wish we had free flow buffets and a massage room.
Where's our free buffets and massage room, Ryan?
We then attended the Lulu premiere, where it was the first time that our girls appeared in a movie. December. This month, we realized that we missed doing the old style of NOC. So, we brought back our Shit Singaporean Say series back. Our favorite video of the year is the one we shot this month, Shit Security Guard Say. We think Friendster should be assigned a new role in NOC. What do you think? Please support our Patreon if you want to see more of this series, or if you want us to rehire Friendster as a security guard. And as usual, 2 of our videos, Why Young People Hate Chinese New Year and Boys vs. Men, made it to the top 10 most watched YouTube videos in Singapore of 2016. And you know what? One of them is a client video. And finally, December marked our 9th and final destination of the year, to the Mama Awards for the 2nd time. But this time, we brought a fan. We thought it might be fun to actually bring one of you guys, so we brought along Grace. And she was so awesome that we signed her as an NOC girl just after we got back. We also signed Aiken from our Foodie Express video just because you guys said you wanted to see more of his food recommendations. Speaking of great taste, hope you guys enjoyed our annual Christmas musical number, I'm Internet Famous. What do you think of our musical and dancing abilities this year? I know, right? The boys were awesome, but I think the girls really stepped up their game, especially Elna, with her super elegant moves. And right off the heels of Christmas, we had our meet and greet at WOW SG. But if you found any of us weird for some reason, please do excuse us. 2016 was the year of travel and new directions for NOC. We flew to many places all over the world, both near and far. We got the chance to experience things that we never thought we would do, like go on a safari, jump off a canyon, swim with the whale sharks, go boating in the sunset, see dolphins in the wild, see our first autumn leaves, get in a hot tub with some monkeys, ride a horse by the beach, sub-scooter, ride a horse by the beach again, zip line through islands, zip line through towers, and many more. All of us had so many adventures, faced our fears, and celebrated our triumphs. From the start of NOC's first video in 2012, to our latest video in 2016, we have come to include our passions for food, sports, fashion, cosmetics, and gaming, all into new videos and ventures that we want to share with you, our awesome fans who have watched us through the years. For it is you guys that we are truly thankful for. Without your support and your kind words of encouragement, we would not have been able to accomplish all these things. Tell us if you want to receive all our latest happenings and releases. Hit the bell on our YouTube channel and follow us on our Instagram and Facebook to see what we're up to. Because trust me, next year, it's going to be a lot. So, let us toast to the new year. and let's make 2017 our most on-point year ever. Much love, your NOC family.